haunt the man who did this.
No. No, that wasn't the deal. He's my father, and you can't have him. No!
Brother, you will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Coming! He's got money to need. He's coming your way. It's coming your way. It's coming your way.
Bless you, Long Beach. Thank you.
It's coming your way. It's coming your way. It's just the way that you always wanted love. That you want coming your way. Night and day, shake it. Make it, baby, baby, don't you figure.
Coming your way.
Wrestling.
Oh, he threw it right down on the angle. It's all over.
Titles on the line.
here in WrestleMania 2. What a tremendous confrontation this is going to be.
We have new tag team champions.
I'll tell you, this is going to be one heck of a tag team match. JYD just don't know what hit him.
Here you got it, Hogan and Bundy inside the steel cage. Bundy going to the door. Hogan's out first. Can't believe it.
Thank you. Curtis, he wants a match in the ring. Tag made. He's got the attention of the Giant. And Rick Steiner decked him with a double axe handle.
Watch this, watch this. He's going for a ride.
Both Steiners, great teamwork here. Oh, they put the Giant down.
Double vertical suplex.
Cover one, two, Luger makes a save.
Did you see that ring shake?
What a match we had. You talking about great athletes. In World Championship Wrestling, you're watching it here on Nitro, where we bring you live each and every Monday. The only place you can see live wrestling every Monday is TNT.
A four-way face-to-face showdown.
Steiners won't back up from anybody.
Well, that's right. What do we have here?
Uh-oh, see ya.
No. The new, would you, you are such a big chicken.
How many eggs you need?
The New World Order.
There's no question that the ranks of the New World Order have been fortified with the recent acquisitions of Randy Savage and Sting. But this decidedly pro WCW crowd at the Omni is obviously upset at Sting's allegiance with the NWO.
Oh my goodness. Sting.
What's going on now?
They are really
surrounding. I can't see from my vantage point here at all. There he is.
Sting's got the bat. Hall and Nash. And the Macho Man, they are surrounding these four men. These four men who are part of WCW. Hey, wouldn't this be a great WCW team? Steiners, Luger, and the Giant. They want the NWO in the ring right now.
Bring it on.
And Sting is still out on the floor with his bat.
Piper's bringing his crew out.
Oh, this is going to be interesting.
We may have a preview of Uncensored tonight on Nitro.
They are standing everywhere at the Omni. Piper's team, WCW's men, the NWO's men are here.
They got chairs, they got ball bats, they got everything you can possibly imagine. They're here to fight. Piper's got kickboxers, he's got boxers, he's got sumos. You got the Giant, you got Luger, you got the Steiners. You got every imaginable combination you can come up with, and you got the outsiders, Hogan, DiBiase. Just think about this.
Pick your sides because we've got the men. They're here. Hogan, here they come. Hogan's getting in the ring. We've got to go.
No, we're out of time,
and they're going to go at it. See you next week on Nitro.
Don't touch that button, Shinani.
Now leave it alone.
Oh, here they go!
Here we go, here we go!
Well, I'll be. Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? How are you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. And he said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. Said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that man.
Well, each vessel travels along a vector through space-time along its center of gravity.
Like a spear.
I beg your pardon?
Like a spear that comes out of your chest.
Sure, yeah. And in order for the vessel to travel through time, it's got to find a porthole, or in this case, a wormhole, or...
Well, could these portals just appear anywhere, anytime?
I think that's highly unlikely. No, I think what you're talking about is an act of God.
Well, if God controls time, then all time's predecided.
I'm not following you.
Look, every living thing follows along set path. And if you could see your path or channel, then you could see into the future, right? Like, that's a form of time travel.
Well, you're contradicting yourself, Donnie. If we were able to see our destinies manifest themselves visually, then we would be given a choice to betray our chosen destinies. And the mere fact that this choice exists would make all preformed destiny come to an end?
Not if you travel within God's channel.
I'm not going to be able to continue this conversation.
Why?
I could lose my job.
Okay.
They keep turning their lights off, but Julie knows a party at some actor's west side loft. Supplies are endless in the evening, by the morning they'll be gone. When everything is lonely, I can be my own best friend. Coffee and the paper, have my own conversations. With the sidewalk and the pigeons and my window reflection. The mask I polish in the evening, by the morning looks like shit. I know you have a heavy heart, I can feel it when we kiss. So many men stronger than me have thrown their backs out trying to lift it. But me, I'm not a gamble, you can count on me to split. The love I sell you in the evening, by the morning won't exist. You're looking skinny like a model, with your eyes all painted black. You just keep going to the bathroom, always say you'll be right back. It takes one to know one, kid, I think you got it bad. But what's so easy in the evening, by the morning such a drag. I got a flask inside my pocket, we can share it on the train. Promise to stay conscious, I will try and do the same. Well, we might die from medication, but we sure killed all the pain. But what was normal in the evening, by the morning seems insane. And I'm not sure what the trouble was that started all of this. The reasons all have run away, but the feeling never did. It's not something I would recommend, but it is one way to live. What is simple in the moonlight, by the morning never is. It was so simple in the moonlight, now it's so complicated. It was so simple in the moonlight, so simple in the moonlight, so simple in the moonlight.
We'll be right back. I'm sorry to be late, but as you must have heard, some lunatic was hiding in my closet.
Yes, Russo.
Russo? Russo.
Ah, you remember.
Why wouldn't I remember? It was only 3 years ago.
Of course.
Claude Russo, alias Claudine Russo, armed robbery, dressed as a woman. But he got 5 years.
He was released on parole 3 months ago.
Ah, so it could have been Russo. He's clever.
Clever enough to fool Francois?
I like Francois, but fooling him no longer constitutes an act of more than average cleverness, shall we say.
I always thought he was rather a good policeman.
When he was my assistant, he was a very good policeman with a bright future. But then he was assigned to Clouseau.
Oh, now, 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 Charles. All that's in the past.
Yes, of course. Tomorrow morning, when they plant him 6 feet deep and shovel in the dirt, I shall be truly free. And unless he's figured out a way to come back from the dead, nothing that anyone does or says about him will ever make any difference again. Shall we do some work?
That reminds me.
What is it?
The chief thinks that you should give the eulogy.
The what?
The tribute.
Me?
You knew him intimately.
I hated him intimately.
But you're the expert who is going to track down his murderers.
I'm the expert who would love to kiss his murderers, don't you understand?
Now, the PR people loved the angle.
Sacrilege! I won't do it.
Politics.
No, I'm a good Catholic.
So is the chief's wife.
I don't care. What's she got to do with it?
She wrote the speech.
Ladies and gentlemen, honored guests, dear friends, we are gathered here to say goodbye to a great man. Not only was he a model police officer, a brilliant detective, admired and respected by his fellow officers and all those who were fortunate enough to know him. He was, above all else, a modest man. His kind will not pass this way again, and our loss is surely heaven's gain.
Woman.
Talk about it later.
I want your answer now, or I sue for divorce.
I'm warning you, Teresa.
What are you going to do? Have me killed?
Misericordiam. Non qui tuam votis tuit voluntatem ut secutium fera feusti filium tomis itas coris per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Requiem aeternam donai Domine et us perpetual requies cantine pace. Amen. Ancum servo defuncto misericordiam. Amen.
Gentlemen, you will be relieved to know that our friend in New York was very impressed by our little demonstration. It was a good idea, Guy.
walk on by, and we fly just like birds of a feather. I won't tell no lie. All of the people around us, they say, can they be that close? Just let me state for the record, we're giving love in a family dose.
We are family. Hey, hey, hey. I got all my sisters with me. We are family. Get up everybody and sing.
Sing it to me.
We are family. I got all my sisters with me.
Just begun to get our share of this world's delight. High hopes we have for the future and our goals in sight.
We
know we don't get depressed. Here's what we call our golden rule.
Have faith in you and the things you do. You won't go wrong.
Oh no, this is our family jewel.
Yeah. should I hate the president? I'll give him all my support. Should I wear long pants? Or shine?